Today we jump into the Old Testament. Proverbs 16:6. Through love and faithfulness, sin is atoned for. Through the fear of the Lord, man avoids evil.
Father, my heart is so full of love for you and your will. You watch over me in this world of darkness. You place my feet on solid ground. Lord, the closer I come into your presence, the more reverence and fear I will feel for you. Father, you are holy, and I, a trembling sinner, cannot stand in your presence without the blood of Christ covering me. I love you, Lord, and I thank you for refreshing, restoring, and reviving me. Amen.
Today, my friends, think about it. Solomon wrote down many wise things in his lifetime. And many people have heard, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. In fact, many of the sayings in Proverbs are today's colloquialisms that people just say without even realizing they came from the Bible. But the fear of the Lord is not only the beginning of wisdom, but is also the beginning of loving Him. His holiness makes us bow before Him under the full weight of our unworthiness. Only when we truly understand God and His holiness are we able to fear Him, and then we can fully love Him, remembering that while we were dead in our sin, He loved us enough to give His Son to die in our place.
Today's action. Kneel before the Lord God Almighty and fully appreciate His holiness. Today's treasures found in the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. He brought me to the banqueting house, and His banner over me was love. Sustained me with cakes of raisins and refreshed me with apples, for I am lovesick.
Think about it, my friends. What is your greatest fear today? Do you fear your job? Do you fear your life? What do you fear? If it isn't the Lord, I would suggest you change your direction.